Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Yud Aleph in Maseches Beitzas, the 625th daf in Shas. We are going to pick up on the top of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We're going to continue dealing with the mysteries of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is often talk about mixed up kinim, mixed up dovecotes and chicken coops. There's a Maseches kinim, one of the hardest mesechtos in Shas, as well as our Mishnah on Yud Amud Beis had discussed when an individual had designated birds and chickens, and he suspects that they were exchanged. What's the halacha in regards to muktzah? Are they now considered muktzah on Yom Tov or not, because there's a requirement to designate the chickens? That will be the discussion on the top of the Gemara Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We will have the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph that will deal with whether one is allowed to use a pistol and mortar, a grinder that is normally used to grind spices. Are you allowed to use that to grind meat, which one is allowed, of course, to prepare on Yom Tov because of the heter of Ochel Nefesh? The Gemara on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Aleph will discuss salting on Yom Tov. We will go to the Mishnah that will discuss closing the shutters of a booth that was used to dispense food on Yom Tov. Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are going to get involved with that issue, which the Gemara is going to connect to the big sugya in Maseches Shabbos of Binyan Vistira Bekelim, as well as our Gemara will introduce the idea of Hitiru Sofon Mishum Tchilasan, and that is, the Gemara says that there are times that we would allow, according to some poskim, the Gemara only says it in regards to derabbanans, allow a violation of a din derabbanan because we were afraid if we would not allow for it, so then people would end up doing greater isurim. So that is the top. Those are the topics for today's daf. Let's Beis Hashem pick up top line Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. We learned in our Mishnah Besoch Hakein Umatzel Lifnei Hakein Asurim. The halachi is if you designated a bird or a chicken, and it was inside of the coop, and then you find it in front of it, the halacha is that now that the coop is empty, it might not necessarily be the same bird that you found, and therefore we consider the bird that you found in front of it, we have to assume it's a different bird, and that bird is muks, and you cannot use it. This seems to be a proof for Rabbi Chanina. Dam Rabbi Chanina, we learned on yesterday's daf, which is a big sugi in Bava Basra, roi v'karev holach achar roi. The majority of birds out there are birds that are muktza. Hence, the bird is going to be muktza. Even though the most likely possibility is that since it's so close to the coop, that it came from the coop, one could argue. Nevertheless, since the majority of the birds are also, we don't follow the rules, the logic of karov, but rather we follow the logic of Rov. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, like we learned in yesterday's daf, no pun intended, bidaf, that over here there's another reason not to follow the rule of Karov, and that is that there is a daf, explains Rashi, an area, a board, where all the birds would come and stand as well. So they're also krovim. So for that reason, there isn't even the rule of Karov over here. Karov would apply as well to all of the birds. And therefore, there's no rule of Karov to say that came from this chicken coop. Rava says that the case of the Mishnah is talking about the following circumstance. Bishnei konin zolim alamizu. Two bird houses, if you will. In the Masifta Gemara, the drawing that they make seem to be something along of a birdhouse. Two birdhouses are these kinim. Velomi boy. And the Mishnah is telling us two halachas. Not only zimim b'tachtona v'lo zimim bel yona, u'matza b'tachtona v'lo matza bel yona da'asirim, if he designated the one below and not the one above, there are two chicken coops, two birdhouses, one on top of the other, and he designated the one below, and he didn't designate the one above, and he found below, so then it's pashut da'asirim, then it's pashut da'aminan, ha'nechazala alma, that the one that you had designated disappeared. And here's the chidush. I said it was pashut before. It's not such a big, it's not so pashut. But here we need to say that it went from the upper one to the lower one. Ubo matza belyona velo matza v'tachtona. And he comes back and he finds it in the upper one. This is a tremendous chiddush. Hanich nami asiri. It's still going to be asir. The amrin and hanich azal la'alma, the upper one went out. V'hanich sruche sarich v'sliku. And the one from the bottom went to the top. Now the point of both Abaye and Rava is that you could explain the case of the Mishnah that we started with, B'toch HaKein U'matza l'fnei HaKein, that this is not about assuming the bird came from the Rov, but rather the bird came from the other chicken coop. Hence, there's no proof to, like the Gemara had initially said, that our Mishnah would be a raif to Rabbi Chanina that says, Rov v'karov halech achar Rov. We also learned in our Mishnah that even though if you find the birds in front of the chicken coop, you can no longer assume that these were the birds that you had designated that were inside the coop. However, im ein sham elahein, we continue on the first wide line on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, quoting from the Mishnah, 8 lines on top on Yud Amud Beis, that if the only birds are around are the same amount of birds that you had originally designated, and there is no sign that there are any other birds or chickens around, then if they're in front of the coop, even though they've moved, Hare elu mutarin, they're going to be permissible. Analyzes the Gemara. Hechidam, ilem b'mifurachim, if we're talking about chicks that are able to jump around, lefrach, to jump around, iklamemer hanechazala alma vani achrinu ninu, so why don't we assume that they left entirely and others came? Ela b'midadin. No, we're talking about chicks that are not able to fly. Before we were talking about those that are ready to able to fly. But if we're talking about ones that are not able to fly, so then, if there is another coop or another nest within 50 amos, then we should assume that it hobbled over there. And if there isn't, then it's davar pashut, because then there's no other way that the birds could come. That only jumps up until 50 amos and not more. Question mark. So what exactly is the chiddush of our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Lo elam dika kein b'sai chamishim ama. Really, there is a coop within 50 amas. So why would we assume that these are the same small chicks? Ukikon dekaima bekerim zavis. We're talking about a case that the chicken coop is around a corner. Here Rashi has a nice diagram. It's clear. You have two sides of a house, which one is drawn horizontally, one wall is horizontal, the other is vertical, they make a 90 degree angle, a cane that is on one side of the wall will not be seen by a bird that's in the cane of the other side of the wall. Kamash Malan says the Gemara, Kol hechad medada, v'hadar chazlikina medada. You'll have a chicken or a bird that would jump to another cane within 50 amos, that's only if it sees it. V'ilo lo madada. But if it doesn't have any incentive, it's not going to travel 50 amos if it won't see it. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halachos of the kinim and muktza when it comes to the birds. We begin the next Mishnah Beishami Yom Ein Noitun Es Ha'ali. L'katzev Alav Abasar, you're not allowed to take a pistol or a mortar. Those are the hand grinders that will use hand mashers to be more precise. A smasher for spices, says Beishami, that since it's normally used for spices, which is usher to do on Yom Tov. That's an interesting point that we'll get to later on about the prohibition of grinding on Yom Tov. It cannot be used to grind meat as well. Rashi told us on Yud Amud Aleph that Beishami is of the opinion that since this is a klisha melachto l'iser, it cannot be used even l'tzarech gufa. U'beisil matirim, but Beis Hillel says it's permissible. Beishami oimrim. Ein noisin nesar l'fnei hadarsan v'lo yag bienu. You're not allowed to take the hides that you have from an animal that was slaughtered on Yom Tov and to raise it up, Elim Kein Yeshimo Kazayis Basar, to hang it like they used to do with the hides before they got ruined and to begin the processing of the hides to turn them into leather, unless you're raising it up because there is a Kazayis of meat on it. Because Beis Shammai's argument is, what's the logic to permit the making of hides on Yom Tov? What in the world does that have to do with the pasuk? However, Beis Hillel Matirin, Beis Hillel says that it's permissible. The Gemara earlier, on yesterday, that Daf had insinuated that Beis Hillel are going to argue that even though it's not part of Ochel Nefesh, at the end of the day, it's all included in the heter of Simchas Yom Tov. Because if you're not going to allow a person to do the normal processing of an animal in the way he normally deals with the animal after he slaughters it, then he won't slaughter it at all in Yom Tov, and that will cause him to be Monea, hold back from Simchas Yom Tov. Zakta Eile Gimar V'tan V'shavn Shim Kisav Alav Basar Sh'asal Etal Talo. Once you already used the grinder, the pistol and the mortar to grind the meat, then even Beis Hillel would agree that it's prohibited to carry it. Amar Abaye, Abaye commented on this statement, Machloikis Bali, Aval Betavra, Vigarmi, Divrei HaKol Mutter. That's only in regards to the grinder that's normally used for spices. But, says Rashi, if we're talking about a grinder that's normally used for meat, then it would be Mutter. Says Gemara, Pshita Ali Tnan. That's Pashut. Our Mishnah only said Ali. And that's what we commented. Veshavin shimkitzel of basar shaslo tato. Answers the Gemara. Mal the same. Hu adin afil tavo v'gamer nami. That even a meat grinder would also be asur. Haydi tani ali. Lo idiach ha-koechen de-beis hillel. And maybe the only reason why the Mishnah had said ali is to tell us the strength of Hillel's, Beis Hillel's leniency. Dafil davar shemalachto li-isur nami sharu. That a kli shemalachto li-isur tzar gufo. You're allowed to move. And a tavra v'garmi as well could only be used and moved when you're taking care of the meat l'tzarech yontif, but otherwise it's going to be aser. Kamash malon, the chidush is that the only utensil that's going to be aser to move after you've made use of it l'tzarech gufo is going to be a ali, is going to be a spice grinder. But, like we mentioned before, a tavra v'garmi, everybody's going to say, is going to be mutter, even after it's already been used. Ikad Amri, others say, Amar Abaye, lo nitzucha elafilu tavra gamra chadeti. The chidush of saying that tavra gamra is going to be mutter is in a case of a new one. You would have thought that that should be yasser. Mao de seima, I would have thought, mimlach velo tavar Allah, that he's going to change his mind, and he's not going to use that utensil to grind. Kamash milan, no. Once he designated as that, it's considered a kli shemalach do laheter, and it's going to be mutter. Says the Gemara, ubeishamay lechay shalom luchay. We said that everybody agrees that the halachi is that it's going to be mutter, even according to beishamay. And even if it's a new one, we're not afraid he's going to change his mind. Vatanya, but in Tosefta we see that beishamay is concerned he's going to change his mind. Beishamay emrim ema lichin tavach v'sakin etzel behema v'lo behema etzel tavach v'sakin. We're not allowed to be matriach to bring an animal to a knife, or the knife towards the animal to shecht it, because we're afraid in the end he might decide not to shecht it. Turned out he'll be doing tircha without a purpose on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel says that you could take it. Also, there's another machlokish. You're not allowed to take the spices to the grinder, and neither the grinder to the spices, because of the fact we're afraid he's going to change his mind. So what do we see? That Beis Shammai is choshish, that he's going to change his mind. So too over here, we should be choshish, he's going to change his mind and not use the grinder to be a grinder. Says Gemara, Hachi Hashe, there's a difference between the two. Bishlema Behem Asim Luchay. The reason when it comes to an animal, he might decide not to shecht is he's going to see the animal is thin, and he doesn't want to use that animal. And then he'll bring another one, that's fatter. When it comes to a dish and grinding for a dish, he'll change his mind. This needs so much spices that I'm going to have to grind all these spices. And then he'll end up doing all the schlepping for no purpose, and that will be a violation of Tircha B'Yom Tov. But over here, what are you concerned about when it comes to the meat grinder? Mimlech v'lo tavar? He's going to decide not to grind the meat? Kivan de shachat l'tvira kaima. He's going to need to break down the meat on some level once the meat is slaughtered. And that grinder will always have a purpose. And therefore, he won't come to be matriach, even according to Beis Shammai, on Yom Tov. The Gemara continues by analyzing the other part of the Mishnah that we had learned. That Beis Shammai says that you're not allowed to hang up the hides, because that's the process of making the hides, and that is asur. Beis Shammai, Ermin, Ein, Noisnin, Esa, Or, Lefnei, Ador, Son, Tana, Veshavin, Shemolchan, Alav, Basar, Litzli. But everybody agrees, both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that the halacha is that you're allowed to salt the animal to get it ready for roasting. Even though Rashi adds, Shamelech Moel Li'ibud, that the salt helps the processing of the hide. Amar Abaye Lo Yishanu Ela Litzli. That's only in regards to roasting. Avol Kedera Lo. But if you want to cook it, then you would not be allowed to. Because when it comes to cooking, you need a lot of salt. And that is going to do Ibud on the hide. Says the Gemara, Pshita, that's Pashut. In other words, what comes out is that according to Beis Shammai, anytime you're making the hide, it's going to be Asur. And therefore, if you're adding the salt to the meat, the cooking, and it's going to make the hide, then of course it will be Asur. And the Gemara points out that that's Mukhrach in the words, Pshita Litzli Tanan, only for roasting, which requires less salt, is it permissible. And that's what it said, Litzli. Hakamash Malan, but the Chiddush says the Gemara is, Dafil Litzli Ken Kedera, Asur, that even if it's roasting, but it uses the amount that one would need for cooking, that is going to be Asur. Of course, Beis Hillel will disagree, and Beis Hillel will say that at the end of the day, if this is providing Simchas Yom Tov, it's going to be permissible. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Molchen Es HaChalovin, Ve'ein Mahafchin Bohen. The halacha is that one is not allowed to salt the fats. In order, Rashi explains on the last line of our Amud, that they should not become smelly, as well as you're not allowed to turn them inside out. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Shotchem Beruach Al Gabi Yisaidus, but Rabbi Yoshua says that you're allowed to hang them out. Amar Rav Masna Lachik Rabbi Yoshua, and Rav Masna reported that the halach is like Rabbi Yoshua. Ikadam Yom Rav Masna Ein Halachik Rabbi Yoshua, that we don't follow Rabbi Yoshua. Bishleim Lamad Amar Lachik Rabbi Yoshua. If Rav Masna is teaching us that the halach is Rabbi Yoshua, Itzrach, that he needs to teach us. I would have thought, I would have thought that since Rabbi Yeshua was arguing with Tanakam, which sounds like the majority opinion, sounds like the Rabbanon, he comes to tell us that the halacha nevertheless is like Rabbi Yeshua. But according to Manor, it says that we don't pass like Rabbi Yoshua. That's obvious. Why did Rav Masna need to tell us? We know this rule from many places. Brachas Daftesa Med Aleph, we delineate in many places where we say, Yachiv Rabim Halacha Kirabim. It says the Gemara, Mal, the same I would have thought, Mistaber, time of the Rabbi Yeshua. Di lo sharis le mimnin velo shachat. That the logic of Rabbi Yoshua is that if we don't allow him to hang out the fats, then he won't do shechita. As the Gemara is about to point out in a moment, that really is very similar to the logic of Beis Hillel that we learned in our Mishnah, where he says that you're allowed to be magbia and nos nesar lefnei ador son, because otherwise he's not going to shecht. Kamash malon, that's what we're coming to be mechadish, that we don't follow this position of Rabbi Yoshua. And more precisely, that is not the rationale for Rabbi Yoshua's heter. Umayshna, and taka, why not? It should be mutter. Because we learned in our Mishnah, Me'ar Lefnei Hadar Son, that Beis Hillel says it's permissible to hang out the hides. And says the Gemara, there's a new problem over here in the case of the Chalavim with Rav Masna and Rabbi Yoshua that we do not have in our Mishnah with Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis, Hasam. When it comes to the position of Beis Hillel, that you're allowed to put the hide out for people to walk on, and that you're allowed to put the hide out and hang it even though you're being ma'abe de'or, mishum dechazi lemizga leha. The hide then could be used on Yom Tov to sit on. In other words, it's not obvious that he's doing it shelo letzarech Yom Tov. Over here, when it comes to the fats, why are you hanging it out? Because we don't want it to spoil. And people are going to say that if you're allowed to hang it out, you should be able to salt it. And there, it is not, it's obvious that he's not doing it litzarech yomtiv. And that, lekule alma, is going to be asur because of the malacha of ma'abed. If he's doing it shelo litzarech yomtiv, and he's going to only do it for ibud, that's going to be an isur daraisa of malacha b'yomtiv. And hence, since it's not clear, mali limishtechinu, mali mimlechinu, we did not allow them to hang out the fats as well. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, moileach adam kama chatichas basar bebasa achas. You're allowed to salt a few pieces of meat, afal pishen etzarech el chaticha achas, even though you only need one piece of meat. Rav Ada bar Ava ma'arim u'molach garma grama. Rav Ada bar Ava would not salt them together, but rather he would do a trick. He would salt one and say, ah, this piece looks better. Ah, this piece looks better. The Rush points out that Rav Ada and Shmuel are introducing two different heterim. According to Shmuel, the heter is ribuy b'shiurim. However, if you need to salt each one separately, like Rav Ada had suggested, that's not enough to say that's mutter, because once you're doing one action, the fact that you're doing more, it's going to be mutter. That's the logic of ribuy b'shiurim. There's a heter of tosefes tircha when you're doing it baharama, presumably because it's an Iser Drabanan, the whole Tircha, and in the face of Simchas Yomtev, it's going to be Mutter. The Magen Mishnah writes, based on the logic that we presented above, that Shmuel, in Perek Aleph Halacha Yud, that Shmuel's Heter is not as broad as the Heter of Rav Ada. The Rav Ada is being more Makil than the Shita of Shmuel. A nominee for the halacha from the daily daf is the concept of a harama, making a trick, when do we allow haramos to be done, and when we don't allow haramos to be done. In one sentence, the first Rebbe that I had that really I was zocheh to hear an explanation from about the logic of harama was, not surprisingly, from Rav Shechter Shlita, where he explained to us that harama on the din d'rabbanan is acceptable. He based it on a sugya in Bechoros, and it could very well be that this is what's going on over here as well with Rav Ada Barava. We begin the new Mishnah that describes a fascinating phenomenon that took place on Yom Tov during the time of the Mishnah and possibly in the Gemara that today might seem a little foreign to us. Beishamai Oimrim Eimus Alkanis Atrisin B'Yom Tov. Beishamai says, this is actually a modern Hebrew word as well, Trisin is a brilliant thing we have here in Israel. Once you live here a while, for sure you would love to change your water pressure with America, but there's one thing here, there are not many material things, but this is one of the things that it's hard to imagine why they don't have in the United States, and that is a tris. A tris is a type of shade, but it's attached to a string or a rope, which is a very, very strong shutter. You could close a trisim during the day, and the room will be almost entirely dark. Very similar to a store shutter. Happens to be that here we have it on many of our windows. Closing the shutters. Here we're talking about a store shutter. Beishamai says that you cannot close the store shutters on Yom Tov. Our Gemara is going to explain what the Isser is. But first let's describe the phenomenon. In the time of Chazal, if a person needed food on Yom Tov, it seems that there were people who owned stores who would open their stores for people to take food. As long as they did not haggle and decide on the price, then the halacha is you're allowed to go to the store and take the food, of course, not paying for it then, but you would pay after Yom Tov. Beishamai says that the people in the store cannot shutter their store. Ubeisilo matirin af lahachzir. Beisilo says you're allowed to not only open the trisim, as well as close it. My trisim, the Gemara qualifies what these are. Amr ula trise chanuyos. These are the shutters of the stores. And Rashi explains, this is going to be important for understanding the subject of the issue that we're discussing over here, is we're not talking about store shutters like today. They're more similar to what we would call booths, the covers of booths. Otherwise, closing the shutters might be an Iser Doraisa, if it's Mechubar Lekarka, a store shutter. However, over here, we're talking about something that is not Mechubar Lekarka. What is the issue? And what is the rationale for the heter? So first, the Gemara describes what the rationale for Beis Hillel's heter is. Va'amar ula, shloisha dvarim hitiru sofen mishum tchilas. And this is a very, very important Gemara. Probably the most important Gemara in terms of the discussion of Hatzalah. Divrei Torah niim makom echad v'ashirim b'makom acher va'amar ula shosh advar mitiru selfa mishum tchilasan. There are three things that they allowed a malacha to be done after the heter had already passed, lest if they didn't allow it, then people would not do something important for others on Yom Tov. Ve'eluhein, these are the three things. Or lefnei hadarsan, we allowed shechita, we mentioned in the last Mishnah, and the placing of the hide to be processed, because if we didn't allow that to be done basof, then people would not do shechita for Yom Tov. Vitrisei chanuyos, and the closing of the shutters after the storekeepers had provided food for Yom Tov. V'chazaras retia b'migdash, and putting a bandage back on the migdash. Let's say the Kohen had a wound on his foot or his hand, that would serve as a chatzitza. One is not allowed to put the bandage back on. Rashi says that the shaila is going to be mimareach if he's going to smooth something out, for example, cream or something like that, on his bandage. They nevertheless allowed him to do it in the migdash because otherwise he would not take off the bandage and then there would be a problem of him doing the avoda with a chatzitza. V'rachva amar Rabbi Yehuda afa pasech b'chavisa u'maschil b'isoso algav haregel. V'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda de amar yigmar. And another example, if somebody opened his barrel to sell for people who are ole regel, the halachi is that even after the regel, you're allowed to sell it to people who are makbid v'tumah v'tahara, based on the halacha in Meseches Chagiga, and that is that during the regel, we were not as machmir for tumas am ha'aretz. Even though there are many people who are touching the wine or are touching the dough, nevertheless, when people were ola regel, we were makel on tumas am ha'aretz, and the halachi is that sofan, even after the regel, since you already started selling it beregel, so then a chaver who is machmir on tuma, nevertheless, does not have to be concerned with those things that had begun on Yom Tov itself. So that's another example of ituru sofan mishum chilasan, according to the shita of Reb Yehuda. If we were not allowed people to use it after Yom Tov, then they wouldn't open up the barrels towards the end of Yom Tov. Now the Gemara analyzes all of these cases. Arlefnei Hadarsan Tanina. We learned that already in our Mishnah. Once we learned it in our Mishnah, so why did Ula need to spell it out? Shosha Dvar Mitiru Sofan Mishum Tchilasan. What did Ula add? Mao the same. I would have thought, says the Gemara, Tamayu de Beis Hillel, that the rationale of Beis Hillel, in fact, there were mashmos of that, sounds of that, from the Gemara above, that the rationale of Beis Hillel, Mishum Dechazim Mizga Alayu, that the reason why it is mutter to hang and develop these leather things is because really it could be argued that's a tzarech Yom Tov. Vafilu me'erev Yom Tov nami. And therefore, if you had slaughtered the animal even on Erev Yom Tov, then maybe you would say that you're allowed to hang up the leather. Kamash malon. Ula's chiddush is, no, hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan, that the only rationale for Beis Hillel to say that you're allowed to process the leather by hanging it and having people walk on it is because if we're not going to allow that, so then people would not do shechita on Yom Tov, which means the Yom Tov in the Erev Yom Tov lo. Ula is actually teaching us a chumrah, and that is that you could only do that preparation on hides that were slaughtered on Yom Tov because we want people to be shechting on Yom Tov, hitiru sofan, to develop the leather, bishum tchilasam, because of simchas Yom Tov, which only takes place on Yom Tov itself. Trisei chanuyos, asks the Gemara, when it comes to trisin, nami tanina. We also learned in our Mishnah, beisil matir naf lachzirin. So why did Ula need to teach us this again. It says the Gemara, the same Tamayu de Beis Hillel. I would have thought that Beis Hillel is matir when it comes to closing the shutters. Mishum de ein binyan bekelim ein stir bekelim. Remember, we mentioned from Rashi that we're not talking about closing the shutters of a building. That might be a shayla of binyan d'oraisa, even according to Beis Hillel. However, if we're talking about a booth, so this booth has the status of a utensil. There's a big machlokas between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai of whether we say binyan and stira bone, the 12th perek on Maseches Shabbos, whether that applies to utensils as well. I would think that when it comes to these trisim, that it will be mutter as well when it comes to houses, that just like Beis Hillel says, as Ein Binyan Bekelim, and the putting on and off of doors, according to Rashi, is only Midrabanan, is not like actually building a house. This is also spelled out in Tosas Dibra Maschul Ma'u Desema, that you need to be Bonal Gabe Karka, but putting a door on the hinges, which is only Asar Midrabanan. I would have thought that just like Beis Hillel holds, that constructing utensils, not bonus, so to putting a door on the hinge is going to be mutter as well. No, kamash malon, that's not Beis Hillel's heter. Beis Hillel says the reason you're allowed to close the shutters here, hitiru sofa mishum tchilasan, dechanuyos in, and that only applies to the storefronts because of Simchas Yomtiv, debatim lo, but you can't close the trisim of the houses when it comes to the doors. We mentioned that today's trisim in Israel are like shades, and it would be interesting to discuss what the difference, people open and close their trisim on Shabbos here all the time, what the difference would be between our trisim, which really are very much like shutters, and the Isser Midrabanan of closing the trisim bibatim that is described over here according to Beis Hillel. And the only reason we're allowed to do it on the stores is because of Hitiru Self Mishum Tchilasim, because of Simchas Yomtev. Finally, Chazalus Rabtiya Bimigdash Nami Tanina. We also learned in regards to returning a bandage on the hand of a kohen who had done a avoda, that we also learned. It's a Mishnah in Erevin on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, Machzirin Rabtiya Bimigdash. You're allowed to put a bandage back on in the Beis Hamigdash, Avalo Bimindina, but you're not allowed to put it on outside. So what is Ula coming to bring out? We learned that already in Mishnah in Erevin. The Gemara spells out beautifully. Mao de Seima, I would have thought, and many explain the Mishnah like this, time of my Mishum Dein Shvus B'migdash, that the reason why a Kohen is allowed to put back on the bandage is because it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Now it'd be interesting why it's an Isser D'Rabbanan. Rashi described the Isser D'Raisa Mimareyach. Maybe Rashi only means that it resembles Mimareyach. It's only D'Rabbanan, it's not D'Raisa. So, since we have a rule of Ein Shvus B'migdash, so then I would have thought, Afilu Kohen, the Lav Bar Avoda, who we have a rule that only Isurei D'Oraisa apply to Migdash. Gzeros don't apply in the Migdash, the Gemara describes in many places, because Koyhanimar's reason. And if that would be so then even a Kohen is not doing that Avoda would be able to put back on a bandage, since it's only Midrabanan when it's being done in the Migdash. Kamash Mani, Tirusum Mishum Tchilasan. That the heter over here is, if we're not going to allow the kohen to take off his bandage, so then that would either come to bittul avoda, or he would violate the din d'oraisa of doing avoda with a chatzitza, bandage on his hand, let's say when he does the kabbalas hadam, which is a psul of chatzitza. So, and the rationale of ula only applies, the bar avoda in, only applies to someone who's doing the avoda. The lav bar avoda lo, but if he's someone who's not doing the avoda, then that heter does not apply. Finally, poseach es chavisa, we learned that you're allowed to open up a barrel on Yom Tov and have it contract tumas amaretz. And chaveirim, people who are normally makbid on tumah, are also allowed to eat from that. That was all part of the Gzeres Chazal as described in the Gemara in Chagiga on behalf of the Ole Regel. Not only that, after Yom Tov, you're allowed to continue eating that barrel. Nami Tanina, we also learned it. That's also in Chagiga. Paseches Chavisu Maschul B'Sas Al Gav Regel. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Yigmar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you could complete it. V'cham Amar La Yigmar. V'cham disagree. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to. So it's a Mishnah. Why did we need the fourth example of Vitu Rusalfa Mishum Tchilasan, That's also a Beferish Mishnah. Now, the same I would have thought, says the Gemara, Tumas Amaretz Beregel Kitahora Shavu Rabbanan. That when it comes to Tumas Amaretz, we say that doesn't apply Beregel and everything is considered Tahora. Vafagav de lo hischil nami. And that would apply even if they actually didn't take anything from the barrel. But let's say they opened the barrel and they closed it. But in the interim, it received Tumas Amaretz, Kamashim Allah, and Hitir Misum. Sofa mishum tchilasa. The heter is dafka, sofa mishum tchilasa. Hischilin, lo hischil, lo. Only if he started. But if they didn't start, then the halacha would be that it would be asur. Why? Because the heter is entirely based on sofa mishum tchilasa and not based on any other rationale. Ula, my time alo amir ha. Why didn't Ula give this example? We had four examples in our Gemara, and Ula gave the first three and not this one of the barrel. Says the Gemara, "Bepluk saloi kamari." He never wanted to get involved with a case of machlokis. Particularly, we could add that the heter of sof mishum tchilasan over there is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbanan said that you cannot finish the barrel. Says the Gemara, "Hanech nami pluksa ninu." Our case as well. For example, the treason in our Mishnah is machlokis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, "Beis Shammai mokum Beis Hillel eino Mishnah." This is an important expression that the Gemara has in a few places, and that is that we don't consider Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel a machlokis. Since the Gemara rules, we always follow the opinion of Beis Hillel. Once we had the Chasimas HaTalmud, so then even the Chasimas HaMishnah, so then we don't view them as a machlokis, since we clearly follow the opinion of Beis Hillel, so that is not like a case of a machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan, where at times we follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, at times we follow the opinion of the Rabbanan. Bezer Hashem, we will stop today's daf over here. This is a beautiful daf, a very, very important daf, the halachas of Sofon Mishum Tchilasan we covered, as well as the halachas of Melicha on Yom Tov. In the halacha from the daily daf, we've already discussed the implications of Sofon Mishum Tchilasan in regards to Hatzalah volunteers going to save people's lives on Shabbos and then returning home. We discussed that in Maseches Erevin. I'll try to post that as well on today's daf. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Yud Aleph in Maseches Beitzah.